Now, friends, we've come to the delightful second chapter of 2 Timothy. And this is a very wonderful chapter, by the way, and I've labeled it Active in Service. There are some very interesting things that we have here in this chapter. There are seven figures of speech that are used to describe the duty and the activity of a believer. And I think that it should be impressed more and more as we come to the end time into which we live. Now, you'll notice in this section here that there are seven that are used. And Paul, you remember in the first chapter, talked to this young Timothy about his calling, about the fact that he had a gift and that he today is to accept the afflictions of the gospel and that he's to take a stand for Christ. Now he begins this chapter with the first figure of speech, "Thou therefore, my son." Now, Timothy was not the son of Paul in a physical way. He was the spiritual father in the sense that it was under his ministry that this young man had turned to Christ. "Thou therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus." Now, a child of God here needs to recognize that he's been born into God's family by his faith in Christ. Born again, not of corruptible seed, but incorruptible by the word of God that liveth and abideth forever. He's now in the family of God, and he's a child of God. And because of that, he says, "Be strong in the grace that's in Christ Jesus." Now, I love that. Be strong in grace. My friend, if you think today that you can grit your teeth and go out and do it on your own, you are in for a grave disappointment. And if you feel that somehow or another, you can follow a few little rules. There are a lot of gimmicks abroad today. They're quite clever that if you do this first one, this one, and the next one, everything's going to work out all right. Well, don't you detect that that's just another legal system that's being given to you today that appeals actually to the old man? Paul has no rules, and the Word of God has no rules today for the child of God actually to live the Christian life. We are saved by grace. We're to live by the grace of God and be strong in that grace of God. Now, let's come to this way. May I say to you, my dad used to give me, he traveled a great deal in the work that he was in. He was away from home a great deal, and he'd always put out a few rules for me when he left. Some of them I did. I had to cut the wood, and I didn't mind that. One time we had a place that had a lot of trees on it, and I would cut down the trees, and I would cut up the wood. I enjoyed that. Marvelous exercise, by the way, and I enjoyed it very much. But he had some other rules that, frankly, I didn't go for. And I hate to say it, but one of them was that I was to go to Sunday school. The interesting thing is, he didn't go himself, but he always made me go. And when he's away from home, I didn't go. I went fishing one time, and he came home suddenly and came down and found me. I didn't even know he was in a mile of the place, and I was doing pretty good. I pulled out a fish. I pulled it out, and it came back up, and I turned around, and I stood my dad. He said to me, he said, "Son, you haven't any luck." My luck ran out right at that moment. But even at that time, I appealed to him. He's my father. He's my dad. And I didn't know it later on, but I found out he was a heavy drinker, and I found out he'd lived a pretty wild life. And I appealed to him, not knowing that, though, that I'd done wrong. And by grace, he is good to me. And he said, "I brought home a sack of candy for you and your sister to divide. I wasn't going to let you have it, but I think I will now." You know, may I say to you, I really took advantage of his good nature and the fact I was his son. Now, he died when I was 14, and I now had a heavenly father since then, and I sure do appeal to his grace, and he's my heavenly father. When things go wrong down here, I go to him, and I appeal to him, and when I fail, I don't run from him. I used to, but I don't anymore, because I don't want to get out on the end of that switch. That's where it stings. I come in close to him, and my friend, that's where it won't hurt very much. We're a son. What a marvelous figure of speech. Be strong in the grace that's in Christ Jesus. When I hear Christians say today, I don't do this, I don't do the other thing, and I'm following a little set of rules, and I'm going down this particular program, I know immediately they know very little about the grace of God. They know very little about the grace of God. Be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus.